You mentioned the combination of Bev and Erlotinib that you've been so involved in looking at. Can you talk more about what we know about that right now and where you think it's heading?
Well, certainly the idea of using a non-chemotherapy doublet is very attractive to avoid cytotoxicity and myelosuppression and neuropathy and so forth. And the bevacizumab-erlotinib combination certainly is one that is easy to give, had minimal toxicity, really not much more than you would get for erlotinib alone, and has actually shown some good activity in phase 2. So that went to phase 3. Actually, the phase 2 was a combination of erlotinib, bevacizumab, and that was compared to chemotherapy. The phase 3 was a little bit of a different design. It took erlotinib, bevacizumab, and compared that to erlotinib with a placebo. And that was a large trial, 650 trial, known as BETA. And unfortunately, BETA did not hit its primary endpoint. There was no improvement in overall survival for erlotinib, bevacizumab versus erlotinib alone. Now, you can ask why that is. If you look at the secondary endpoints, progression-free survival and response, it did meet the endpoint there. So there clearly was activity of the regimen. However, it just wasn't enough activity to show an improvement in survival. But one has to actually ask these days, are we going to be able to show survival in any trials in lung cancer when you have a second-line trial where 30 or 40% of the patients went on to receive subsequent therapy? And many of those subsequent agents are probably active. And those data are being fully analyzed, and they'll be presented sometime within the year. But the idea is that perhaps we're not going to be able to use survival as our endpoint anymore with these targeted agents, because many people could go on and receive bevacizumab on the control arm of that trial, or they could get other new studies with active small molecules. So the good news is that combination clearly has some activity. It's still being studied in other trials. There's a very important trial known as ATLAS, especially in light of the recent release of the news release from Roche that Saturn, which was a maintenance trial with erlotinib, showed some benefit as a maintenance after chemotherapy. What ATLAS is looking at is it's looking at erlotinib bevacizumab versus bevacizumab. So it's looking to one-up that with the erlotinib bevacizumab doublet. So we'll eagerly await that result now. But at least in an unselected patient, I think one probably shouldn't use erlotinib bevacizumab off protocol based on these data. They might have some activity in selected populations, perhaps, and that's going to be looked at.